cheerleaders having its annual backyard brawl, Elgate. Cheerleaders makes great food. I've said before, their wings and steaks, I'd put them up against anybody in the area. Tailgate was so good once upon a time that Juju in full uniform went to the tailgate before a Steelers game. Back when everybody liked Juju and wasn't complaining about logo dancing, which, by the way, he did that again. He's back to it.
Yeah.
He logo danced for the
Chiefs-Ravens.
The Chiefs-Ravens game, yep. And then went out and dropped a pass that could have been a touchdown and would have been a third down conversion at worst. So,
how's that dancing look? Did it look like the rest of his games pretty much way past its prime?
I don't get the TikTok dances, so I was not impressed by it at all. I don't understand the appeal of them, why people think they're so cute or so cool.
Because we're all getting systemically dumber as a society, Pony.
So the guy from the end of Billy Madison was onto something 30 years ago.
They made like a movie about this called Idiocracy, I think.
Underrated movie.
Harbinger of things to come?
Idiocracy, Donnie?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty funny movie.
Never seen it.
Oh, it's just about people being like the smartest man on earth has like a sixth grade education in the movie.
Gold Lot 1A is where Cheerleaders has its tailgate for people that want to write that down. We'll get into the backyard brawl. First, some sad news. This is not hyperbole. One of the best players to ever come out of Pittsburgh and Pitt passed away. Joe Schmidt, 92 years old.
Good
before
run.
Our time, he is considered one of probably the five best players in Lions history. All of those stats about how last year was the first time the Lions did something good since. Mm-hmm. They were those years in the late 1950s when Joe Schmidt was a linebacker there after he matriculated through Pitt. He's from Brentwood. So my condolences to the Schmidt family. But he is, because of when he played and it was so long ago, people sleep on him. He is probably among the 10 or 15 best players this area has ever produced. So
all 1950s team in the NFL, 10-time Pro Bowler when that meant something, 8-time All-Pro.
Yeah, just a sneaky
two NFL
great
titles.
Career.
Man, the guy started his career, and then until the very end, if you take out the first year and the last two, when he was obviously the last two getting up there in years.
Yep.
Essentially, you can make the argument he's one of probably the best defensive players in the NFL every year.
I'm about to do something that columnists hate, but I'm going to do it anyways because I think it's a good talking point. I saw that Joe wrote a column. I got sidetracked today. I only saw the headline. I didn't read it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are columnists that when you use a column for fodder and then don't read the column, they get very agitated and annoyed. I don't think Joe is one of those columnists, but some are very territorial and very sensitive about those things. I believe the gist of it was Pitt is either better off playing West Virginia than Penn State, or, and these are two different things, that's why I apologize for not reading it, or the backyard brawl rivalry is better.
It's the
latter. Pitt, Penn State. Okay, so it is the latter, which is the juicier
backyard
take.
Brawl beats Pitt, Penn State on rivalry meter.
I disagree with him. There's just something about, and you can speak to this having gone to Penn State and being a Pitt fan. You are a unicorn in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that Pitt fans get a much bigger rise and kick out of beating Penn State than they do West Virginia, and I frankly don't think it's close. I was talking to many Pitt people last Saturday. When Bowling Green was beating Penn State at the half, it did not completely take away the pain of Pitt losing at the time to Cincinnati, but it was a nice dose of like football ibuprofen to see that score for them. And I just don't think, I don't know many Pitt fans that like celebrate when West Virginia loses a game to Baylor. To me is like the measuring stick here. Pitt fans hate Penn. I was at the Pitt Clemson game where Pickett went off with Craig a few years ago. And when Penn State lost that 9 overtime game or whatever it was to Illinois that day, like 50,000 people got up out of their seats and did the worm together. It was incredible. I just don't think that hatred exists for West Virginia, Chris.
I tend to find myself rooting for West Virginia if they have a chance to pull an upset on somebody or regardless, like whoever they're playing, if it's not Pitt, I have like generally a soft spot for them. Whenever Pitt plays them, I want Pitt to destroy them in every sport. But like the basketball team, when they went on the run with Deshaun Butler, I would root for them. The football team, if they were playing Colorado tomorrow, I would hope Neil Brown hangs 70 on them. If they were playing Baylor, I would hope the same thing.
Is this your way of making my point?
Well, yeah, I agree with you because I would like to see Beaver Stadium swallowed into the earth when they're playing. With no casualties, of course.
Yes, everyone crawls out of there.
Everyone crawls out of the rubble and vows never to go to a Penn State game again. But that's my feeling on each school. Like, there aren't enough bad things that could happen to the Penn State football program. Generally speaking, I wouldn't call West Virginia a frenemy because I genuinely do want to see Pitt destroy them. And I've never been...
I'm kind of getting frenemy vibes here.
Well, I've never been to Morgantown and been, like, harassed or anything by a drunken West Virginia fan, which might change my mind. But it feels closer to a frenemy situation. Penn State's just the end.
I was inundated with Pitt fans saying when I was down there for the first game, I hope West Virginia beats Penn State and embarrasses them.
Oh, I was rooting hard for West Virginia in that game.
Donnie, you want to put your 2 cents in on this?
Yeah, I think you guys are definitely on to something, and you can just get the pulse of other Pitt fans, and I think the Penn State-West Virginia game, as you guys were just talking about, was a perfect example. How many Pitt fans do you know were actually rooting for Penn State? I feel like it was very heavily, oh man, I hate both teams, but I hope West Virginia wins.
Chris's hate, it sounds like, is a 5 towards West Virginia and a 10 out of 10 for Penn State.
Right. I mean,
that's what I think I'm hearing.
It doesn't even exist for Penn State. They don't even try to make me put a number on it because they haven't invented a number that high yet.
It clearly looks like that hate is a lot stronger.
I think of Doran's statement where he would want to take over Penn State in dynasty mode or whatever just to run the school into the ground in a video game. I love that.
Great line.
That's how I feel.
I also wonder, do you think it has anything to do with West Virginia actually appreciates and recognizes and respects the rivalry they have with Pitt, whereas Penn State is one of those schools where they kind of just look down upon Pitt. Oh, they're not a rival.
Well, the second part of what you said absolutely is a big reason why Pitt fans hate Penn State and want that rivalry more, because they feel like they're mistreated or they feel like they are cast aside by the Penn State fan, and anytime they beat them,
I'll have Penn State fans filling up my mentions soon enough saying, we actually have like a form. This is why Penn State can't play Pitt. It gets distributed every year. Here are this year's reasons why it would be much more beneficial for Penn State to not play Pitt. And it is very annoying. You'd think these people went to an Ivy League and not a state school the way that they put themselves on a pedestal.